In Julesburg, Colorado, you'll find a small airstrip that has been in use for many decades. But this is much more than a place for airplanes to take off and land. Its second use is one that brings plenty of people here from spring to fall. It's next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Todd Borowski has always had a favorite pastime.
Liked hot rods when I was a kid. I raced out here when I was 16, 17 years old. And things went away, marriage and kids and so forth. I got back into it, got back into racing, and ended up back out here and was helping the guy. Just said I told him I'd help him.
And soon Todd found himself in charge of the drag strip where he had raced as a teen. This track is one with quite a history.
It's been here since 1958. It was paved by the racers. It was just a dirt track airport, and they sold bonds in order to pave the racetrack.
And it's the oldest drag strip in its original location in the country. Plus, it has another interesting distinction.
It is still an active airport. That's the only one left in the country. We're grandfathered in. There's no more. They don't do them anymore. They won't do them anymore. We close it on the race weekends nowadays, but it used to be open. We used to have to pull over and let an airplane land and keep on going.
They race here many weekends from spring to fall. But there's one weekend that is extra special for the drag strip and the community.
On our Hot Rod Revival, the biggest race we have all year, is all 1972 and older vehicles. Nothing new, nothing more modern. It's all about nostalgia. We have a giant fireworks display. We bring in cars. And we got together with the town, and now we do a cruise in town.
They'll have over 500 nostalgia stock cars on that weekend, with crowds just under 2,000 people, which is about the population of the town. People love to see the cars race, but also see them up close as they cruise town. This drag strip has been an important part of the community for decades and is a draw for people in the region and country. Traveling the countryside in Julesburg, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCrae.